Mandibulise kubaphulaphuli, ndibulise nakumphathi nkqubo yethu uSisi Waphiwe. Ndibulele nangethuba andiphe lona for uba ndizokhe ndithethe nabaphulaphuli bakhe namhlanje. Singamoshanga xesha, sinexesha elifutshane kakhulu. Ndizawujonga intshumayelo kaYesu entabeni. Ndizawujonga nje iivesi zibe ntathu, iivesi eziqhelekileyo kakhulu. Phaa kuMatthew chapter 5 from verse 13 to 16, efundeka ngolu hlobo: "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under the feet, people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Nkosi, ngasikelela ukufunda kwelizwi layo sesizawulishumayela sijonge kulo. Mandiqale nje ndinike ingcaciso emfutshane ngokwale ncwadi. Ibhalwa nguMateyu. Kwezi sihloko ndisijongileyo, nguYesu uthetha nabafundi bakhe, ubathathile waya nabo entabeni, wanyuka nabo intaba, ngoku uyabafundisa. Uyivulekele le ntshumayelo yakhe yasentabeni ngeevesi eziqheleke kakhulu, izavesi zifana noba basikelelekile, banoyolo abo bangamahlwembu ngokomphefumlo. Ene-brackets ezimbini pha from verse 3 to verse 8, isithi banoyolo ngesilungu, isithi blessed are those. I think utsho for 5 times from verse 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8. Sitsho ke esijonge zonto sizazi ngoba zi-beatitudes. Sijonge kuzo ke uYesu eba assure that blessed are those that are meek, blessed are those that are mourning, blessed are those that are poor in spirit, blessed are those that are pure in heart. Umntu might ask himself that utsho kanjani uYesu that people are blessed kwezi zinto azibalayo apho, when you're poor in spirit, when you mourn, how can you say that you are blessed? But he assures them that when you mourn, you will be comforted. In hunger, when you show mercy, you will be shown mercy as well. When you're pure in heart, you will see the kingdom of God. Azibali kuYesu ezinto zibe ninzi. Uthi xa igqiba loo nto ke jonge uverse 11 and 12 that umphulaphuli might ask himself that utsho kanjani again that uYesu that bantu basikelele when he says these things. Because verse 11 and 12 ka chapter 5 uthi blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Into endifuna sithethe ngayo kwisihloko namhlanje ndisibalule ngale hlobo uba a Christian influence in a dark and decaying world. We see into esikuyo namhlanje, ilizwe lethu liyatshabalala, abantwana baphila ukuzithandela. Ezinye izinto zokutshabalala kwethu azixhomekekanga nakuthi into ezifana nezifo esidlula kuzo. Currently we're experiencing a pandemic that engumbulalazwe, abantu bakuthi balala bephila bavuke sekuthiwa abasekho. We really live in a dark and decaying world. Masijonge ke into zibe ntathu kule kwezi vesi zintathu uYesu azibalulayo kule ntshumayelo yakhe. Masijonge lizwe athi sikulo, which is dark and decaying. A world that is against the church. A world that is against abantu bakaThixo. A world that is against the truth. A world that does not want God. A world that is happily dying in sin. Athi Paulus on Ephesians chapter 2, you are once dead in your trespasses and sins. Sadly, the world is still in that state. Thanks to God that Tina Savuswayo Guyu Christ. This world is against abantu bakaThixo because of their dying nature. And it's not into that is starting today, as basijonga at the end of verse 12, that Zange, they even persecuted the prophets of God before Jesus Christ has came. So the thing of this dark and dying world even persecute us, or being at this at this bad state today, it was once like this even on ancient days. Xana sijongayo, we see this picture of this dark and decaying world as early as chapter 4 of Genesis, in the story of Cain and Abel. We see umntu kaThixo, umntu othandweyo nguThixo, being killed ngenxa yoba a favor kuThixo. Sibona Exodus, the story that is being captured on Exodus, the Egyptians and Pharaoh inflicting God's people and God's chosen nation. People have been and are against God's people because of their dying, dark, decaying, and dying world. Xana amaSirayeli enqobile lo mpi yabo yase yiphutha endleleni yabo yebheke kanana, they even encounter people like Balak that wants to kill them, if we read the story in Numbers chapter 22 to 24. There are many series of events where we see the world showing their opposition against God's people and God's truth. The great example we see in the story of Daniel and three young men that he was with in Babylon. Bekhonza uThixo wabo and their faithfulness in God. Abanye bade bafakwa nasemlilweni, if we remember the story of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, because the world can't stand God's people and the truth that they come with. But the question is, how do we conduct ourselves in that dark and decaying world? Dark and dying world. Let's be assured that abantu, they don't have a problem with us personally. We lived with ababantu singekakholwa. Ngamanye amaxesha besithe sibe zi-role models zabo. But due to what we have accepted, or the grace that has been shown to us, okanye ngoba sibizwe ngoba singabantwana bakaThixo, the opposition came. But uYesu, in that state, ujike ujonge abafundi bakhe ubaxelele uba nina niyityuwa yehlabathi. Ityiwa ke sisophiwe. When you look in the ancient days, it is being used for as a preservative. Isetyenziswa njengento enqanda ukubola. As I said, that we are in a decaying world. The world that is showing us a great opposition, but yes, uti, we are a preservative of that world. Let's look at the English that Uyesu that is using. He's using an indicative statement. It's not like he's challenging us to be a salt of the world, but he's telling us that we are the salt of the world. We are the salt of the world. Siyityuwa yehlabathi. Eli lizwe libole kangaka. We are the salt of the world. Let's look at Bibleen by ityiwa isetyenziswa kanjani. If you look at Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 4, as for your birth, on the day you were born, your coat was not cut, nor were you washed with water to cleanse you, nor you were rubbed with salt, nor rubbed in the sweating cloth. Xana ngokwasirayeli kanye ngokwayuda, ityi umntana bethi xa izalwayo, for ukumenza abe clean, ebethi arajwe ngetyiwa, to show and to promote the hygiene-ness emdaneni. as early age ebefaka kwityiwa for uba enzwe nyulo okanye ahlanjwe ukwazi izinto zingabi nako uku-attacka isikhumba sakhe. Now yes, uthatha loo nto yakwaSirayeli that was being used as a preservative, as a form of keeping the hygieneness, ujonga thina singabantu be singamaKrestu uthi we are that well that will, we are that salt that will promote the hygiene in this dark, dirty and dying world. Aphinde athi xa sijonga uColossians chapter 4 verse 6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. UYesu is using again, in fact, Paulus is using ityiwa to show that intetha yethu singamaKrestu in this dark and dying world should be like, should be seasoned with salt. Fanibe yintetha enencasa okungathi igalelwe ityiwa. You can picture ukutya okungenayo ityiwa. AmaKrestu are that salt that brings taste in the world. Let's look at the light. As I said that we live in a dark, dying and decaying world. Uthi Yesu, we are that light. We know for a fact that a light is used for a knowledge. When kukhanya ezinhlizweni zethu, kanye ezingqondweni zethu, it's because of the knowledge that we have. AmaKrestu are that light that is being used. Or at that a vehicle that will bring the knowledge, because that's their responsibility to highlight what is the solution of the world. The solution of the world is Christ Himself. AmaKrestu, that light that will bring the gospel to the people. We live in a dark and decaying world. We live a kulendawo that is that is hopeless, engenali temba. We live in that dark world. We know that the blackness, the darkness, is associated with ububi nenyukunyuku esikuyo. But Krestu ujonga lendawo that is showing great opposition and look at us and says that you are the solution of the problem of this dark and dying world. How are we the solution? We are the people that are being trusted with the word of God. We are the people that have been trusted with obubutyebi bungaka athu Paulus, we have this and leverless how we said it, but siphethe ubutyebi. In fact, we are the vessels that as petu butyebi behlabathi, because we have the word of knowledge or the word of truth, which is Jesus Christ. Sendivala ke ndifuna uku highlight that thina singabantu singamaKrestu, we are being trusted with a great assignment in the dark and decaying world. We ought to stand up and know our influence and try to help this world. We have a problem of this world, which is the sin, and we have the solution, which is Christ. And uye xana sijonga Matthew chapters, the last chapters of Matthew, I think it's chapter 28, uYesu has commissioned us to go to all the world and preach the word of truth. Let's stand up and take that challenge as we ought and as we are encouraged to go and preach that world. Thank you.